If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's a beautiful day in sunny, I guess this is Portsmouth, is it? Or is it Chesapeake? Where are we at?
This is Chesapeake, actually.
We're actually in Chesapeake. Okay, well, we're on the border of Chesapeake and Portsmouth and in Hampton Roads.
And all around the area.
We're in the Hampton Roads area. And so it's great having you here as listeners on 1010 AM. And I guess what's the rest of our call numbers on this place?
You can listen also at 100.1 FM and 96.9 FM all throughout the area as well. And then we are online at mylighthouseradio.com. And we're currently streaming on our Facebook page on WPMH The Lighthouse.
And this is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. And I am Steve Taylor, and I'm the CEO of the Alliance Legal Group. And we are a law firm that has been practicing for almost, I've been doing this for about 30 years. 1990.
Wow.
So you know, I've been doing about 31 years now, I guess. And we've been doing it as a law firm for about 25 individually. So we've filed a lot of bankruptcies. We've helped a lot of folks get out of financial debt. And I got saved back in 1999. And so I'm a pastor as well. And so people say, well, how can you be a pastor and a lawyer? Well, the way you do that is you get saved after you're an attorney. Because I don't know if it happens the other way around. But he really had some work to do on me. And he still got a lot of work to do. And so that's why I'm so excited about this week. We got Resurrection Sunday coming up on Sunday.
It is this week. That's right.
Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful week. Weather is beautiful as well. So
it's going to have a little bit of rain, but you know, tomorrow, that's what I've heard. But you know, it's almost April, right? So April showers brings like May flowers.
May flowers, yes.
Yeah, so it's all good. And today we're going to be talking about, I didn't know how to title this message, but I wanted to remind you that this is a radio call-in format, of which I don't have the phone number in front of me.
It is 757-488-5299. It's
488-5299.
Yes.
488-5299. That's good. And you can always contact me directly at our Alliance Legal Group website chat box. And that is www.debtfreeva.com. That's debtva.com. And put the www because sometimes that helps and sometimes it's not necessary. But they got a little chat box assistant, and they'll try to get a hold of me directly. If they can't get a hold of me directly, that they'll set you up a free appointment. And if you just want to go over, like, you know, your financial situation, we got like four attorneys. You'll have a free consultation to kind of review your financial situation. We'll determine whether or not bankruptcy is something that would be good or not, or whether, you know, there's other options. And that's what we do for a living. We try to help folks out. And again, that's a free consultation with either myself or one of my very, very competent attorneys. And you always have an attorney consultation. You never just like get a paralegal or something. And it's absolutely free. And we got four offices around Hampton Roads. You know, one in Chesapeake, one in Hampton, one in, I had to adjust so that they could see us on Facebook. We have a Facebook live thing going on here, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, I see me on the camera over there. That's pretty good. And so that, if they wanted to see us online, where do they go?
You have to go to the Facebook page, Facebook, so you have to be on Facebook, but it's WPMH, The Lighthouse. WPMH. If you search for that, it will come up. Or if you're a friend, a like of the page, WPMH, it should pop up. I hear people tell me, oh, I see you go live. So it shows up there that we're streaming right now.
Do you have a YouTube page,
right now? I do not have a YouTube page.
Oh, my
page
goodness.
For
somebody call in and help her get a YouTube page.
I need a young
person. And that Be Live will get you a YouTube page, too, won't it? So that
I think we can put it to YouTube as well. So one thing at a time, Steve. One thing at a time.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good, though. So that if you want to go on to the WPMH Facebook site, that we're live there. And again, we're going to be talking about, I think we're going to call this the myths and facts of chapter 7. You know, chapter 7 is probably the most common bankruptcy. People like to file, you know, that the it's one that everybody thinks of when they file bankruptcy. And that's, you know, you file about 4 months later, you get this order called a discharge order, and all your debts are gone that can be discharged. And, you know, it's going very briefly that it's very simple, very easy, very, very quick. And it's what people like to do, because I don't think anybody really like goes out like, you know, as a priority in their life and wants to be involved with the bankruptcy for longer than they have to. And so I think that's the thought. Even though Chapter 13 is an awesome bankruptcy for a lot of different reasons, does a lot of good stuff, that I think most people think of a Chapter 7 as like the bankruptcy, you know. And so, but there's a lot of myths out there, and that it's a great, great tool. It's a great, great blessing for so many people. But there are a lot of misconceptions about Chapter 7 out there. And so we're going to try to dispel some of those today.
Sounds good. Yes.
Yeah. So
dispel the myths.
Dispel the myths. You can fact check this here, or maybe I'm doing fact checking on the fact checkers. So, you know, so that the there's no question that, you know, the decision to file bankruptcy is a difficult one, you know, because you have all these, like I said, you got myths out there, you have issues going on, you know, that the you know, we've talked about stigma. There shouldn't be a stigma to this. There really shouldn't be a stigma to this. You know, that's biblical, in the sense that basically that there was the year of release, and that there's grace in the scriptures that say, you know, I say you deserve a second chance. You really do. That God gives us second chances, and me like 483 chances.
can't keep count, huh?
Just keep, you know, he just keeps on giving, and he's a good God. But we all like to pay our debts, and that we all want to pay our debts. And so that determining that, you know, you can't pay your debts, or that the best option would be to discharge them into bankruptcy, is a big one. And there's no question that it will improve for many, many people the short-term quality of life. You know, I mean, immediately the bad letters stop coming, the harassing phone calls stop. And, you know, but that the bottom line is that, we need to, you know, really go forward with our eyes open, and also make sure that we're not deceived as far as not going forward because, you know, of things that we don't, you know, that things that we've been told that may not be actually true. So let's start off with that sort of premise. And again, please call in today if you have any kind of questions, you know, anything that we've discussed. We'd really love to hear you just ask us questions, and maybe there's somebody out there that you would also, that they didn't call in, that they would like to, you know, that your thought might be something that would spur some benefit in their life. And so let's talk about one myth. Chapter 7, it's not really a myth that Chapter 7 will ruin your credit. You know, that people say that it'll ruin your credit, and it is a complete myth. That it usually will improve your credit because you got terrible credit already, and that getting rid of your credit is basically made up of 33% of late payments and 33% of credit utilization, and both of those are pretty not good in most people that file bankruptcy.
So is that a situation where it couldn't get any worse, so it's going to get better with that situation?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the person comes in and says, well, this hurt my credit. It's like, you know, this guy's got one...
credit's already really, really
bad. One foot's in the grave and one's on the banana peel. And most people are, you know, credit is in the eye of the beholder. And they're going to say, I'm not going to give you credit because, you know, I don't want to, you know, you go bankrupt on me. So by filing bankruptcy, that the lots of times we can improve the credit considerably. You know, most of our folks, if they follow our advice, you know, within a year they can have 700 plus from the date of discharge. Sometimes 720 plus, you know, versus the 500 that they come in with. So, and almost immediately that your credit starts improving because once you get the discharge, all that derogatory stuff by law is required to be taken off your credit report. You've got the fact that you have the fact that you filed bankruptcy on your credit report, but even, you know, they'll say, well, and that's going to be on your credit report for the next 10 years. Well, let me just share this with you, that there are credit reporting, the credit repair agencies that will look at anything that's derogatory, including the fact that you filed bankruptcy, and that in some cases they will work with you, and that there can be improvements on even those things. And so,
you're showing that you're trying anyway.
Well, not only show you're trying, you have all the bad stuff taken off by law.
Right.
And that if, you know, that it, again, that the, I don't do credit repair, but we're hooked up with some very good partners that do excellent credit repair, and that they can, that they can just do wonderful things. So I'll just leave it at that. That, and so, it's usually a good decision for your credit score, not a bad one. So usually it, so it's that it shouldn't be a stigma, that, it's not bad for your credit. Usually it's good. And so that's the first, maybe the first and second myth. And so third myth, that you'll lose your property because it's not exempt from the trustee coming and take it. You might lose your house, you might lose your car, you might lose some of your luxury possessions. Well, the bankruptcy court, that's usually a myth too. Now, if you got a lot of stuff, if you got a lot of stuff, then we can't protect it all. You know, you should probably be filing bankruptcy if you got too much stuff, because there's other options that you could be able to do. But there's very, very generous exemptions, so that you can exempt most of the stuff that you got. Very rarely do we run into a situation where there's not. And we also have Chapter 13, that if you can't do it in a Chapter 7, that if it's just an asset issue, that we can still protect that in the 13 in most cases, and definitely will protect the asset if we can do it. It's just the question of how to structure the Chapter 13. But you get like a $25,000 exemption on real estate per person, that you get like $5,000 exemptions for your wild card sort of, you know, exemption or anything else you got. You get like a $6,000 exemption for your vehicle, and that's not including any lien on your vehicle. And you have a whole hodgepodge collection of other exemptions. So generally that you don't lose property. In fact, that your case will probably be in most cases that people that come and see us, what they call a no asset case. It means that you don't lose your assets. You get to keep your stuff. And of course, that's the process that we work through with the client when we go, you know, we ask them, what stuff do you have? And, you know, is that going to be an issue as far as that? And so that's what we discuss when we talk to you. But in most cases, most of the folks that we talk to have what's called no asset cases. That means that the trustee, that's the person that's appointed by the bankruptcy court to review to see whether you have assets for the benefit of creditors, says you have no assets. There's no assets here. You know, just keep going, get your discharge, get rid of your bills.
Move on through it.
Move on through.
Steve is sharing with us some of the myths about bankruptcy. If you'd like to chime in, our phone lines are open at 488-5299. It's 488-5299. And you're listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. You can also catch Steve at debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com as well.
And, you know, this is really about getting a roadmap, getting your life and your financial house back in order. You know, and so, you know, some of these issues are good questions or good things to think about, but for the most part, that working through them will give us an opportunity to show you how you can get your life back on track. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest blessing that I have with people saying, geez, you know, my debts are gone, my credit score's up, that I've got this new house, and, you know, everything's good. You know, I'm just so thankful that we went through the process, you know, a couple years ago. So, all right, so next issue is people say, well, you know, I'm going to lose all my credit cards, right? Well, that's usually a good thing, because usually
probably good. You were spending too much, possibly, in some situations.
They got too much on them. You know, that they're, you know, 29% interest. You know, it's probably a good thing you lost them.
It's the old thing where people tell you to cut them up or freeze them or do different things like that, too, if you have a problem with spending, overspending.
And if you've got a card that's got, and you say, but geez, you know, I got this one card. You know, no, I got it, but it's like, you know, 9% interest, and I only like $200. I really want to keep them. Well, then if when you file, just have it at a zero balance. Then it's not a debt you have to list, and it's not going to get discharged. So that's how you do that. You know, if you got a good card that's down to zero, you don't really owe any money, then you don't have to list it as a creditor, because it's not a debt. But all the rest of the stuff, dump it. Get rid of it.
Yeah,
let's get
over.
You a discharge, and we'll get you a good credit card after it's done.
Right.
With a decent interest rate. You start building your credit brand new.
Right.
So getting new lines of credit is not something very difficult once you get rid of all your creditors. They like giving you credit generally because they make money, and sure, that and you want to get new credit because that's going to help you go ahead and get and we'll help you figure out how to, you know, obtain some of those lines of credit. And so will the credit repair folks that we refer you to, because they'll want to help you also get, and lots of time people get way more credit than they really need. Yeah. But as long as you keep it low again and just use it to build up your credit in the future, you're in pretty good shape. All right, so we talked about a house. People say, well, you know, if you file bankruptcy, it's impossible to get a mortgage. I'll never get a house.
Nobody will lend me money,
Nobody
right?
Nobody will lend me money. I'll be like the scarlet letter on your, you know, I filed the bankruptcy. No, that's
they'll
not true.
They'll never let you.
Generally, a lot of lenders specialize in people buying foreclosures after bankruptcy, but most government loans, and I don't have my list. I should have brought my list today. I didn't know I was going to go as deeply as, but I think it's 2 years for most. And if you're a loan officer and you want to appear on this program and you say, man, I'd love to be on this program, you know, and I could share with people, you know, the actual.
But we need all the information,
all
right?
The information. I think it's, I have my little list at the office, but I think it's 2 years for FHA and Fannie Mae, but there's different years. You know, there's like 1 year for some veteran loans, I think. And don't hold me to this because I'm taking the fifth.
He's going off the cuff.
Right.
You know?
And so that there's, well, I got a little list at the office though that, you know, getting rid of your debts and then rebuilding your credit within a year or two and then getting a home at a really great interest rate is not that big a deal. If you got terrible credit right now, who's going to give you a loan anyhow? You know, so, you know, it's not really like, you know, I'm going to not be able to buy a house. You're not going to buy a house anyhow with your credit.
Got to think it through and make the plans.
Absolutely.
To get to the place where you want to be.
Right. So that's another one. So, it's, you know, it's not going to, you know, just like getting credit cards, you're going to be able to get the mortgage, you know, in time, and you have a much better credit score and a much better rate, and you actually qualify for it. And you won't have all this other debt coming after you, getting ready to, and like I said, you're not going to get a loan with a lot of the credit that we see out there. 500 is not going to get it. Mm-hmm. You know, 600 probably is not going to get it. Let's get you into the 700s.
Yeah, let's improve that so then you can have, you're in a better place come that point in time.
All right, so some people say, well, if I file today, then I won't be able to file for, now it's another 8 years. Well, that's true, but that you shouldn't have to file anytime in the next 8 years if you file today. You know,
the whole point is fixing all of that, right?
We're going to file this and, you know, let's just.
Do people really think that? Like, okay, I can't file because I won't be able to file again?
Well, what, in fairness, they're saying, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, okay.
You know, I got a lot of stuff
they're
going
worried.
On.
They're worried. Just concerned. And this goes back to where your mind is.
It's kind of like Linus, you know, the guy with the cloud that's always following him. You know,
okay.
He's got all these debts and all this. That's not debts, but you know, got a lot of things
just
going
concerns,
on.
Just concerns, a
and
lot then, of things
you know,
going on.
I,
in
we got $30,000 debt now, but maybe in like, you know, I might get hit with this thing like 6 months from now. I better wait until then.
Well, there's a little uncertainty with stuff, you know. It's
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Okay, well, I might lose my job. You know,
it's not an unreasonable thing thinking
sure.
that something might happen down the road and that you don't, you know, you want to save. It's kind of like the Barney Fife thing, you know. Barney always kept that one bullet in his pocket.
Right.
You know, you just spent my bullet. You know, I don't have the bullet no more. You know, if you're not old enough to remember the Andy Griffith Show, that Barney was the deputy. And, you know, he was always prepared.
Always be prepared.
He never had bullets in his gun. So when Andy, you know, the sheriff, you know, always asked before he went on an exciting mission, he had his bullet and he'd pull his bullet out, you know, so... So you want to keep that bullet, but you know that the good news is that even if you did file, and if something did come up in the next 8 years, you could file Chapter 13, which is still a great option. It will still stop the creditors from attacking, and 4 years after you do your Chapter 7, you'll still get a discharge if you do that. So we're professionals, and we'll help you. Even if you file, we talked about that in a recent show, you know, when you can file 13, which is all, if you qualify always after you file 7, you just can't get a discharge all the time, but you can always stop the creditors from coming after you in most circumstances. So if you got debts, you know, talk to the attorney. Let's get rid of them. Maybe it's a 13 now, maybe it's a 7 now, but usually it's if we can fall, do a 7, we'll do that now, and then we'll figure out how to do a 13 later. Remember, call in at 488, was it 5299?
That's right. You have it memorized. 488-5299.
488-4-5299. Give us a call, and you can always reach me directly at our website, www.debtfreeva.com. Please take a look at us over there, and again, if you need an appointment to get more in depth, then just let us know. All right, so that we got 11 minutes left. So I got a few more areas that we want to go through. And how about people say, well, you know, all my debts are related to like child support and alimony.
It all fell into one particular category.
And so I just, you know, the reason I'm having all these problems is because I got all these what they call non-dischargeable debts. Those are non-dischargeable debts. You can't get rid of those domestic orders for child support and spouse support. However, if you can get rid of all the credit card bills that you can't pay, that might alleviate you of, you know, those financial obligations. And that would allow you to be able to manage your budget.
Then you can take care of those obligations.
Yeah, you know, when you can hit from every side, it's hard to juggle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are some debts we can't discharge, but that getting rid of the other debts will help you handle those debts. So it's really, I mean, it's true that you can't discharge those, but that, you know, getting some help on some other areas will allow you to make those less onerous. All right. Let's talk about student loans. And so it's true that Chapter 7 will not get rid of federally backed student loans. But that, you know, that bankruptcy will, in the same way that that's non-dischargeable, allow you to restructure your debts. And it will stop some of the aggressive collection action, at least during the period of time while you're going through the bankruptcy, even though that right now nobody's really worried about student loans. You know that
right? They've all been no interest in
that. That's sometimes
no payments and that kind of thing.
And I think you know because you know the just the direction of this country is going as far as student loans. You know, we usually tell people to you know hold on and you know, in fact, right now that there's a lot of good reasons to believe that filing Chapter 13 would be a good reason to not file. And let me just say this real quick, just as an aside. Mm-hmm. That one of the reasons that we are recommending folks that are on the border of filing 7 or 13 to file 13 is because there might be some action on student loans later on this year.
Okay.
And so that the so by filing a Chapter 13, you keep your options open for you know either converting into a Chapter 7 later. We don't know what what's going to happen with student loans.
Right.
We got a very liberal administration out there that wants to get rid of people's obligations on student loans right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that the sometimes we say if you got a lot of student loans, you know, that one of the things we might consider doing is actually filing 13 and then, you know, possibly converting your case at a later date to a Chapter 7 because we don't know what's going to happen in the next several months as far as student loans.
You get all these people who've paid their student loans will want to get paid back or something too, possibly.
Possibly.
Never know.
And so again, the myth is you know that you know you filed a Chapter 13 within the last several years, and so that the so the rule is, let's say you did a Chapter 13, but if you paid at least 70% of your unsecured debts, then it's not 8 years from then; it's 6 years from the time that you filed your Chapter 13. So. Let's say that you filed, it's 2021, so let's say that you filed in 2015 and then you got discharged just, you know, like last year, you know, 2020. That because it's now been 6 years and you paid 70% of your Chapter 13, you can file Chapter 7 now. Mm-hmm. So it's not always 8 years. So there's a possibility. So you need to talk to your attorney and that despite the fact that you filed a bankruptcy in the last 8 years, whether it be a 7 or a 13, talk to your attorney. And there's lots of times things we can do with a Chapter 7. If not, then good things with a Chapter 13. All right, some people say, well, you know, if I file Chapter 7, I'll still be obligated on the judgments against my house. You know, let's say that you've got a mortgage and that, you know, that there's these liens that, you know, let's say that, you know, bless your heart, that you got a mortgage for $100,000 and your house is only worth $80,000 and you've got a couple judgments that happened against you, and that if you know anything about bankruptcy or anything about mortgages, that these liens become like parasites on your property. You might get rid of the debt that you owe, but these liens are still on the property. Well, the good news is if there's no equity in your property, we can do we can get rid of those through a judgment lien strip. And so that you can actually get rid of the liens against the property. And so that's a really cool thing. And we can do even more in a Chapter 13 that we can get rid of, like, second mortgages if there's no equity in the property. Okay, so we got 5 minutes, got the five-minute warning here. Let me see what else I have. That's most of the stuff. That's most of the myths that we've kind of debunked. And so I probably could come up with a few more, but, you know, I think the big issue is that if you've got debts and you know that you have debts, that the thing to do is to find out the truth about your options. And that's what we do, and that we try to let folks know these are the concerns, these are the issues. We've been doing this for a long time, and that when you call in, within about 10 minutes, we'll be able to go through, you know, about 20 yes-no questions and about 18 fill-in-the-blank questions. And we'll have a pretty good, in fact, that we'll even send you the 20 yes-no questions on your when you call and schedule, we'll send that to you so you can just fill them out. And within about 10 minutes on the phone or on a Zoom conference, we can give you a pretty good idea of how a bankruptcy would help you, what to do as far as getting rid of your financial debts.
Can pretty much narrow it down. And my takeaway from this is really don't let the situation keep you from moving forward. Don't let your doubts and concerns about a certain procedure, a certain situation, a certain whatever, keep you from moving ahead. Like the what's and the what, you know, we always second guess or question or whatever, but you need to get the information for sure.
A lot of times people are putting information out there because they don't want you to file bankruptcy. The credit card companies, the mortgage companies, a lot of people don't want you to file bankruptcy because that means their debts get discharged. You know, it's fake news. You know, it really is. You know, that there's good benefits that you should avail yourself for. You know, that, you know, people, I think one of the things is that myth that basically that, you know, it's going to be in the newspaper, you know, that everybody's going to know it. No one's going to know it. I mean, it's a public record.
We are all too concerned with our own stuff to worry about what everybody else is going through, you know, as far as that goes, or, you know, how many people read the newspaper anymore, either to that extent, you know, that they would go through and find people's names.
And for the benefit of getting those creditors off your back and getting the things straightened out the way that you should, you know, that's a false sense of a concern, I guess it is that the just get on with your life. You know, that I was listening to David Ramsey. You know, David Ramsey is a wonderful Christian, talks all the time about, like, you know, paying the debts off, but he went through a bankruptcy, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, he understands.
Yeah, you know, so that people say, I'm going to do the, you know, the David Ramsey pay all my bills back thing. Well, he filed bankruptcy too, you know, that he chose to do that because it was the best thing for him to do at the time that he did it. So we're down to 2 minutes. We got Resurrection Week coming up this weekend. That's the time that that we celebrate that Jesus not only went to the cross, but forgave our sins, our sin debt. And that you should celebrate it this week. If you're not a Christian, you should take the opportunity to consider life eternal. And, you know, that the resurrection really is what it's all about. You know, Joel Osteen will say, you know, this is your best life now. Now, the best life will be in our resurrection when we're with Jesus. All these bad things are gone, and it was all paid for by the cross. And that we get to live. We're not just going to be like ghosts and on a cloud or something. We're going to have a physical body that we can enjoy. We're going to rule and reign with Christ on the earth for 1,000 years. We're going to be able that's what it's all about. And so, if you're going through a hard time right now, consider the resurrection. And if you're not saved, then consider doing that decision this week. I'm gonna let you say the last. I'll give you the last word, Colleen. You got the last word. It's all you now.
Oh no! Blessings to everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back here on Thursday.
Amen. You all take care and have a great week.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group, or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357.